This is the GameMag Hotline for December 4th, 2005, episode 12.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that. What is it you want?
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are the place for all your video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke, and I will be your host for today. Let's go ahead and let's get to our news for the week. I want to first go off and tell you I am sick, so I might sound a little stuffy. But also, I want to tell you we also put up a poll on our website, so you can start polling us. If there's anything you want to have a poll on, go ahead and email me at gameactotline@gmail.com, and we'll see if we can put that up on the website. We also are going to have a meetup for podcasters in the Seattle area. If you are interested in podcasting or like to learn more about podcasters in the Seattle area, you can go to meetup.com and search for Seattle Podcaster. Also, in the Seattle area, we're going to be having the Engadget meetup next week. So if you are in the Seattle area and want to meet up with me or want to go ahead and check out all the new cool technology that's going on in the area, I would definitely go there. You can find out the location and the place at the Engadget website. But first, let's go ahead and let's get to our news. Microsoft reports 3% failure rate for the Xbox 360. Microsoft scoffs the news report last week of a 15% failure rate in the Xbox 360's release last week. They have now reported that only 3% of the Xbox 360's released are in fact defective. In other Xbox 360 news, a video game analyst has speculated that over 400,000 Xbox 360s have been sold in the US since its launch. Our next news story is the PlayStation 2 meets 100 million unit mark. Sony has released that as of November 27th, 2005, they have sold over 100 million systems worldwide since its initial release in March of 2002 in Japan. The mark far passes the closest competitors. Nintendo has only sold 19 million GameCubes, and the Microsoft has only sold roughly 23 million Xboxes. Some interesting facts about the PS2. Over 14,000 games can be played on it. 6,200 of them are PlayStation 2 games. Our next news story, Revolution will be released at E3 next year. Nintendo has released in an email stating that the Revolution will be introduced at E3 this year. The showing will be in Hollywood, California at the Kodak Theater, home of the Academy Awards. So if you aren't doing anything on May 9th, 2006 at about 9:30 Pacific time, I'd probably mark my calendar to see the unveiling. Our next news story, Activision continues to hold Spider-Man rights. Activision has extended its license of the Spider-Man series to the end of 2018 this week. The deal includes all games for all TV shows and movie sequels made in the next 13 years. Marvel is said to be very happy at the way Activision and Treyarch have done with the Spider-Man series. Price of the transaction has not yet been disclosed. Our final news story is Atari founder praises Nintendo, shames Sony. Atari founder Nolan Bushnell at DIEC 2005 praised Nintendo for the new designed controller. He complained about Sony's DualShock controller also. He said, "The 3D controller that Nintendo is onto is a very good idea." He later says, "If you look at today's controllers with triangles, X's, squares, and circles, it's scary. It's like a keyboard. People are interface phobic." Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our Gamefly.com top rentals. The number 3 top rented game was Star Wars Battlefront 2. The second top rented game was Need for Speed Most Wanted. And the number 1 top rented game this week was Perfect Dark Zero for the Xbox 360. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at Australian top sales. These were the games that were top sold in the last week. Number 5, SingStar 80s Bundle for the PS2. Number 4, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw for the PS2. Number 3, iToy Play 3 Pack for the PS2. Number 2, Buzz, the Music Quiz Bundle for the PS2. And the number 1 top sold game in Australia was Need for Speed Most Wanted for the PS2. It was a very slow game release week this week. There is actually no Xbox 360 games, no PS2 games, and no Xbox games being released this week. But for the GameCube, Super Mario Strikers by Nintendo. For the PSP, Tokobot by Tecmo. Pac-Man World 3 by Namco. Pinball Hall of Fame by Crave. The Sims 2 by EA. For the DS, Animal Crossing Wild World by Nintendo. Battles of Prince of Persia by Ubisoft. Dragon Booster by Konami. Bust a Move DS by Taito. Pac-Man World 3 by Namco. For the Game Boy Advance, Mario Tennis Power Tour by Nintendo. For the PC, Hammer and Sickle CDV Software. Pac-Man World 3 by Namco. And 80 Days by Matrix Games. But our game for this week is Prince of Persia Revelations by Ubisoft for the PSP. Okay, let's go ahead and let's take a break. Remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, that last level stinks? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
Bumpin', at bumpin', at thumpin', at bumpin',
And welcome back to the Game Addict Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get to our video game quiz for the week. Our first category, Tokyo Game Show Survey. Japanese game trade organization Computer Entertainment Suppliers Association interviewed over 1,000 people at the last Tokyo Game Show. I have some of the results. Number 1. What's the percentage of Japanese who are interested in the Xbox 360? Number 2. What is the percentage of Japanese who like the hardware in the color black? And number 3, what's the percentage of Japanese people who are interested in role-playing games? Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our next category, Burnout Series. This is the name of the company who makes the Burnout Series. Number 2, this is the name of the moves that makes your opponent crash. Number 3. Who are the two companies who have published the Burnout series? Alright, our next category, System Launch Prices. I want to know how much did it cost to buy a brand new system when it just came out. Number 1. The Nintendo Entertainment System. Number 2. Magnavox Odyssey. And number 3, the Neo Geo. Alright, let's go ahead and let's take our final question. You know, a lot of Nintendo fanboys have been touting about the amount of users using the Nintendo Wi-Fi network that opened for the new Mario Kart game that was released last month for the DS. I want to know, what is the percentage of gamers who bought the Mario Kart game that have been using the Wi-Fi network? I'll let you go ahead and mull over that. Remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
Genie, hold on. Mom and Dad said I could play Yar's Revenge. Who's getting even with who? You'll see.
Yar's Revenge is a video game cartridge you have to buy separately to play on the Atari video computer system. Your parents hook it up to the TV.
Now you're supposed to be Yar, fighting a bad coach. You got him, Genie.
Can I stay up late?
Good night,
Steven. This is the Atari video computer system. Yar's Revenge and other video game cartridges are each sold separately.
I'm Michael Carino from the Digital Media Cast Experiment, and welcome to the show.
Back to the lab. You're part of the Digital Media Cast Experiment with your host, from Logica Systems, Michael Carino.
If you're one of those people who are trying to figure out how this podcasting thing works, whether you're a podcaster, audio person, software developer, network admin, or just an innocent bystander, you'll want to check out our new podcast. We'll be discussing issues from network security to podcasting personalities, bandwidth to audio gear, software, hardware, and even marketing. How do I know all of this stuff? Well, I don't. Not yet. I'll be going through it with you and figuring it out as we go along, mistakes and all. So come on over and check it out at dmcex.com.
dmcex.com. You've been part of the Digital Media Cast Experiment with Michael Carino from Logic Assistance. dmcex.com. Thanks for listening.
And this is the Game Addict Hotline. I want to go ahead and let's start looking at our trivia now. So our first category was the Tokyo Game Show Survey. If your answer was 5% up or down, give yourself a pat on the back for these answers. Let's go ahead and number one. Percentage of Japanese who are interested in the Xbox 360. And the answer is, what is 23%? Number two. Percentage of Japanese who liked hardware in the color black. And the answer is, what is 48%? And number three, percentage of Japanese who are interested in role-playing games. And the answer is, what is 71%? Alright, let's go ahead and let's take a look at the Burnout series. This is the name of the company who makes the game. And the answer is, who is Criterion Games? Number two, this is the name of the moves that make your opponent crash. And the answer is, what is a takedown? Number three, who are the two companies who have published the Burnout series? And the answer is, who are EA and Acclaim? Alright, let's go ahead and let's look at system launch prices. Number one, the Nintendo Entertainment System. And the answer was, what is $300? Number two, the Magnavox Odyssey, probably the first home entertainment system. The answer was, what is $100? And number three, the Neo Geo. And the answer is, what is $650? Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. You know that a lot of Nintendo fanboys were touting about the Nintendo Wi-Fi network and how popular it is. What I wanted to know was, what were the percentage of gamers who have been playing Mario Kart with the Wi-Fi network? And the answer was, what is 45%? But let's go ahead and tell you that you can visit us at www.gameaddicthotline.com. If you have any comments, suggestions, or just want to talk to me, you can email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. That's gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. It's a new month, so we'd love you to vote for us at Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, or Yahoo Podcasts. And I'm guessing that's about all I have for you this week. Go ahead and you can turn your video games back up. All right, have a good weekend.
Not in the show.